Good Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. It is Martin Luther King Day, Alan, and the issue of racial division in this country will not go away. The former Vice President Joe Biden in South Carolina denouncing the president in some of his strongest language yet, mentioning President Trump and the KKK in the same sentence. This president and the Ku Klux Klan and the rest of them, he said, they think they've beaten us again, but they have no idea. We're just coming back. And he points to the outbreak of white supremacist violence that we all saw in Charlottesville, Virginia, Alan, in 2017. He says, and they asked the president what he thought, and he said, very fine people on both sides. This racism in our country goes well beyond the current president, but the divisions are stronger now.
Well, you're absolutely right. First, slaves were imported to this country, and when we finally got rid of that appellation, we kept people of color in a very difficult position in terms of schooling, in terms of job opportunities, based on what skin pigmentation. So it's really crazy. Martin Luther King, of course, was a great man in that what he did was to say, not only am I interested in people of color, I am interested in everyone, and especially people who don't have means, people who are poor. He was a brilliant man, a brilliant tactician, a brilliant speaker, and foresaw his own doom. It's what makes him, along with Abraham Lincoln, celebrated in this country, because these people had a very good sense of self and of mission and did what they had to do, even though they knew what the risks were.
Nonviolently, right, Alan?
Nonviolently is the answer that certainly King espoused, and a lot of people have tried to follow that. We have a president of the United States who has spent an awful lot of time inciting people. He would deny he was inciting them to violence, but this outbreak of anti-Semitism, this outbreak of people who are so angry, and when you look at the speeches that he gives to the faithful, there's no question in my mind that he's inciting a lot of anger, which leads to violence.
And just the issue of bullying. We had Laura Trump making fun of Joe Biden's stutter. And then who? Captain Sully Sullenberger writes an opinion piece saying, hey, I stuttered and I had to get over it. And look what I was able to do.
Well, yeah, it's endemic in the Trump family. Clearly, you know, there's a way of appealing to the worst parts of the human psyche, and that's what the Trumps do. And then there are those who would say, we can do better than this. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, the Democratic candidates, they do what's right. And speaking of those two people, they've both been endorsed by the New York Times. And the closing statement was, may the better woman win. The Times has made it clear that it's time for a woman president of the United States. It's something that I absolutely believe is possible and should happen. I think the reason that even though Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes than Trump, the reason she lost, I think, is her own personal candidacy. Whereas these women, I think, have the ability to win. Warren, of course, further out on the left, and Klobuchar, more of a moderate. Neither of them are leading in the polls. The question, of course, is does the New York Times have the ability to pick the next presidential candidate or not?
Well, and you had the Women's March over the weekend, of course. Hundreds of New York City braving chilly, snowy conditions. Thousands across the country. Washington, D.C., the heart of it all. Your thoughts on that march?
Well, Roselle and a very good friend went, held up signs. I walked down to 59th Street where it started and had a view of the drummers and the people who were so excited. And one thing that was for sure, and that was, while you're right about the snow and the difficult conditions, you wouldn't have known it by the incredible esprit de corps that was shown by the people on that march. You know, the march was taking up women's rights and various things that women, other people, including me, are concerned with. But the interesting thing about it was that Trump was not in the rationale for the march, and yet every sign that I saw had something to do with Trump.
Well, we have the Trump impeachment trial starting tomorrow. We've learned over the weekend that the president has hired who? Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to defend him.
It's unbelievable. You know, Dershowitz is on record in the past of having said as a professor that people could be impeached with no crime having been committed. Now he's saying no crime has been committed. The result of this is to call into question exactly who he is. You know, what they're trying to do is get the whole thing over. Two 12-hour sessions, we're now being told. No witnesses. These orders are obviously coming from the White House. no witnesses, no extra material. That really puts a shambles to this whole effort. Chuck Schumer speaking out forcefully, that's good. He needs to do that. He doesn't have to worry about Mitch McConnell. He's never going to be a friend of the Democrats, that's for sure. So there's Schumer. He's doing everything he can to make this plain, and he's going to put them on record. And when they go on record, these Republican senators who are supporting Trump, no matter what, they will have to face the voters sooner or later.
Virginia's capital city bracing for the expected arrival of thousands of gun rights activists and other groups today, Alan, that have vowed to descend on Richmond to protest Democrats' plans to pass gun control legislation. Governor Ralph Northam declaring a temporary state of emergency, banning all weapons, including guns, from the Capitol.
Well, this is a crisis that America has to face sooner or later. Too many guns, period. We have to start making sure that the kinds of things we saw in Hawaii this weekend, in which two police officers were killed, houses burned down, this is terrible. And the NRA, in my opinion, has a lot of responsibility for this, as do the organized groups which say guns are more important than people. And we need to put a hold on how many guns we have.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.
And by the way, David, it's very cold out there. People have to wrap up. It's going to be cold. So, David, thank you so much for being here, and we'll talk to you soon.
Long johns, everyone.